The SA Music Show with Thabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
And as you know, about this time, we bring you a guest on the SA Music Show. And today we have none other than Sharonay. Goeienaand, welkom bij Jacaranda FM.
Hello, baie dankie. Dit is so lekker om hier te wees.
Yesterday, man. Dude, I was telling my producer that the lady that's coming through, she's so gorgeous. She's like so beautiful. But it's also very intimidating because sometimes when I see you at functions, I'm like, should I greet you?
Nou, jonkie, lelik. Sis.
Maar ek sien jy by baie funksies.
I do. Actually
net daaroor gepraat.
Yes.
Ja.
Maar dis lekker.
Ek het net gesê dis lekker, maar how do you handle the fast paced of it? Want dis just die. Ek moet vir jou sê, elke tweede week basies sien ons mekaar, ons is by 'n ander funksie en so voort.
Yes.
How do you juggle that life in, man, I mean, you have, what, 2 degrees? A degree in communication science and media studies as well. How do you juggle that life?
Ek is nie iemand wat kan stil sit nie. Ek moet besig wees. As ek stil sit, then my mind thinks too much. And that's not a good thing for me. So, hoe besiger ek is, hoe beter. En dit is hoe ek het juggle. Dis net, my ma sê altyd, as jy iets gedoen wil, jy geef dit vir 'n besige persoon. En dit sal gedoen word. So, I believe to be that busy person. En is lekker om oral te wees. En jy word uitgenooi. En jy kan allemaal sien en socialize. It's
yes. And the networking part of it as 100%. Well is extremely important, eh?
Yes, it is. And just to see everybody is amazing.
Yeah, man.
Get to dress up as well.
Jy is 28 van Springs. En jylle bly nou in Brits. How much has things changed from you basically being in Springs to Brit?
Wow, that was a big change. So, fun fact, I have never moved in my life. I stayed in the same house for 26 years.
Sure.
So, that was a big emotional preparation for me to move out of my comfort zone because that is what it was. My room was my room for 26 years. I had to pack up everything that I know, everything that I am, everything that I have into boxes, bags, you name it. Ooh. And I had to move to a different province, a different town, a different community, a different type of people in the community. And I must say, I get for the eerste 6 maande omgehuil.
Oh, I can imagine.
I won't even obvious me. It's just because of that comfort zone. And now the comfort zone has changed. But it changed for the good. It takes some time to realize your new reality and your new normal, but once you get used to it, you really get to see the bigger picture. And I'm thankful for that.
Sure.
Because I've stayed there for less than 2 years, more than a year and a half, and then I had to pack my bags again and move back to the city. I live in Pretoria right now. So a lot has changed. Not just my hair length, but also my address.
Oh man, Sharonay, gepraat van a lot that has changed in the 10 years that you have been in the industry.
Yes.
What would you say also has changed? You know, because I know that definitely in the 10 years, from my knowledge, we got Amapiano Extra as a genre. And there's so many genres that are busy coming up, you know. So what has changed for you in music in these 10 years?
I think, I don't want to say it because we've moved on from that, but COVID has changed a lot of things in the music industry.
Yep.
It changed in a good way, but also in a bad way, in a sense. I think it opened a lot of new doors for independent artists because it gave us the opportunity to be more creative, and we had to get creative to be out there and to be seen and to be heard. But also it opened the market for so many new artists. So there's a lot of us right now trying to find your feet, get your space, be known, be heard, be seen. But I think at the end of the day, it's the same as any other job. It's the survival of the fittest.
Has that been difficult for you to be known, to be seen, to be heard? Because it's exactly like you say, you know, that's what we all are striving for. Has that been difficult for you?
In the last, let's say, the last 4 years, it's been a bit more difficult than it used to be. The opportunities is more, but also less because there's more of us right now. But I'm still thankful for every moment, opportunity, the chance I get to share my talent, my story, who I am, and every new follower, every new like, share, comment, I appreciate so much because if it isn't for the public at the end of the day, we can't do what we do. So I just hope and pray that the Chardonnay community grows and that there's something that I do or say that attracts them to me and to be part of my journey and what I do and what I love.
Amazing. Chardonnay, net so voordat ons in 'n breek ingaan. The 16-year-old you, that's basically when you started, right?
Yes.
What would you say to that little child with everything that you know right now?
I think the first thing I would say to her is don't be so hard on yourself. Ooh. Don't take life so seriously and just be you. I think that's the most important thing that I've learned in the past 10 years is to truly be you. Mm. And don't try to be what's happening right now or what's cool right now. Just be you, and the right people that's supposed to be in your life will be there. Yeah.
We've got so much to talk about. There's something that happened, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, that I know you also went in that pathway. But we'll talk about that straight after the break, and also going into your number 7 and your number 6 with Chardonnay with us in the Jacaranda FM building.
Tapiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
We have the one and only Chardonnay in the Jacaranda FM building. Ons chatte bietjie saam met haar en sy het ietsie jomme. I don't know if I would have the courage to take on this, but you did and I salute you so much. In 2021, you wrote in for Miss SA and unfortunately, you did not make the top 35, but still you did it. Right? How amazing is that, and how many times do you actually put yourself in those positions while you self-challenge, man?
Yes, die mense wat my ken sal weet, ek is nie 'n all eyes on me tipe mens nie, mm-hmm. which is weird when ek sing. Maar yeah. Daai jaar het ek net gevoel, as ek dit nie gaan doen nie, gaan ek dit nooit doen nie. So dit het nooit vir my gegaan oor om deel te wees van 'n top whatever. Mm. Ek wou inskryf just because. Okay, laat ek net julle sê die hoeveelheid kere wat ek my video
oorgemaak het. Oor en oor met die bloopers.
Okay, ek het 'n bloopers video gemaak van al my because that's just the type of person that I am. En ek het regtig nie gedink het gaan enigiets, enige plek, like, ek het nie gedink dat gaan enigiets daarvan kom nie. En in 'n onderhoud was ons soos, so jy het ingeskryf vir Miss Essa en ek soos, ek het gedoog, mense het al vergeet hiervan. But it's just to put myself out there and to challenge myself en om nie te stagneer in jou gemaksone nie. Dit is wat het is vir my, om altyd buiten jou gemaksone te wees, want dis waar die dinge gebeur, dis waar die magic gebeur. So scary as wat het was het baie lekker, mm-hmm. en ek is dankbaar ek het dit gedoen. Ek dink ek moet ook weer vir die laaste keer probeer.
Ek word net gesê, right, you can still indeed, but I also want to ask you, to the listener that's listening right now, wat bang is om die eerste stap te vat, miskien in 'n besigheid en miskien in 'n verhouding in, of enig iets van daar aard, like you did this, wat het vir jou daar goedspag gegee?
Ag, ek weet nie. Ek dink net dit was daai die vrees om dalk uit te mis op iets wat dalk my hele lewe kan verander was groter as om te sê nee, moet dit net nie doen nie. En dit was vir my daai dryfkrag, soos jy gaan nooit weet as jy nie probeer nie.
100%.
En dit is waarmee ek groot geword het ook. Vir alles wat ek wou doen of aanpak, het my ma altyd vir my gesê jy gaan nooit weet as jy nie probeer nie.
Sure.
So gaan jy nou terugsit en sê wat as? Of gaan jy dit daai leap of faith gee en sê ek's bly ek het en dis wat ek jy het geleer het, want dis tog wat die lewe is om daai te leer en dit te verbeter en om die beste weergawe van jouself te wees, ongeag wat ander mense van jou dink of sê. So as jy nou by die huis sit en ons iets wat jy voel jy moet aanpak en jy's net te bang, gaan ek vir jou die slogan van Nike of Nike, hoe ook al jy dit sê, is just do it.
Tomato's butter.
Ja, just do it. Go for it. En moenie bang wees nie, want buiten jou gemakzone is waar jou magic lay. So, go chase it.
Wow, man. So, nee, rarig. Jy het my inspired. Like, when I saw that, I'm like, and I'm not sure if I'll be able to take that leap, but we have a new Miss SA as well. Her name is Mia. Maar to what you're just saying right now, right? Ek het 'n funksie ge-MC nie so lank terug nie. En toe ek so na my regterkant toe kyk, toe ek op die stages, toe sien ek daar's 'n tafel. And this table had an interpreter and there were deaf people there. And in my mind is so geklatsch. Ek moet vir jou sê, like, I couldn't understand that, but ek het vir myself gesê, Tabiso, jy is so onkundig. Like, really, you are so ignorant. Hoekom is hier vreemd vir jou, jy weet? And it made me so happy. Like, literally 2 weeks afterwards, we have a new Miss SA. She's deaf. And people couldn't understand her accent, wat nogals vir my baie seer gemaakt het. Maar ek dink, to your point as well, of just stepping out and not being afraid against all odds or whatever you may think in your mind, just to step out and do that, you know? So ek kyk definitief grootliks op na dit met jou. Ek wil vir jou terugvat na die jaar 2021 toe, when you released Ons Teen die Wêreld, right? Ek wil vir jou 'n bietjie daaroor vra. What were you going through at that time to basically relate with that song?
Ek dink die grootste ding wat my gemaak het relate tot die song is dat ons almal het iewers al daai een persoon ontmoet. It might not be your life partner and it's fine. Maar jy het iewers in jou lewe daai een persoon ontmoet wat jy voel I can take on the world with this person, you know? And I think it might be your first ever relationship. Daai heartbreak wat dit voel, yes, maar dit was die persoon. Of gaan nie iemand beter as hierdie persoon wees nie? Of wat as daar nie iemand beter is nie? Of wat as daar nie nog iemand is nie? En ek dink ook al het soveel mense hulle stories vir my vertel en the heartbreak en die seer en die disappointment was daar en ek het net dit alles in daai song ingegooi en ek het die song geluister en ek het geweet as ek nie my alles gaan gee vir hierdie song nie, it's not gonna do anything. En met elke song is ek soos, wat is dit hierdie een is? Wat is dit hierdie song is wat my lewe verander? En met baie groot verbasing het Ons Teen die Wêreld so goed gedoen, tot vandag toe my greatest hit of all times, en so dankbaar. So ek wil net vir die mense daar buite sê, ek het die konsep van die musiekvideo geskryf, en daaroor is ek baie trots, want ek het vir die kamera mense gesê, en die span gesê, I want to do the 5 stages of grief, as jy dit 'n heartbreak gaan, because we all go through
we
it.
Do, man.
En almal kan relate om jou, ons almal het al 'n oukie se sweater uit die kas het gegooi, en gesê, ek is nou klaar, is, weet jy wat, ek verdien beter. En net daai emosies, en dit was so lekker om dit op kamera vas te vang, want ek het dit al gevoel. Sure. En ek weet almal anders wat al buiten dit al gekyk het en geluister het, het ook. Gevoel.
Yes. Yeah, that is so true, man. Ek nou vir die luisteraar ook gesê, you are one gorgeous lady.
Stop it.
Met al hierdie wat jy nou gesê het, is daar iemand in jou lewe? Okay, we'll get the answer after the break.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
Sharon, gaan jy met ons deel?
Tabiso?
Ja.
Ek wil net ook vir die luisteraars sê, daai vraag het nou vir my warm om die kraag gekry. En hier is male dominance vanavond in hierdie atelier. Gaan dit ook net sê. En dan, die antwoord waarvoor allemaal so op die punt van hulle stoele sit, is... Drumroll, please. Okay, alle ergens, nee, daar is nie iemand in my lewe nie. Wil ek hier al met iemand wees? Of course, hallo? Jy het nou my ouderdom ook weggegee. So op 28 kry mens die vraag van die familie af. Wanneer
dis
trou
waar,
jy?
Dan sê ek soos,
tant, sorry, ek moet net eers iemand kry. Jy moet met iemand trou, Tanya. Kan jy nie daar vir my...
Dis waar.
Kan
ek die dominee wees op julle troue?
Tabiso, weet jy, jy kan sommer die MC ook wees, aangesien jy nou al hierdie ongemaklike vraag. Ag nee, alles gebeur op sy tyd. Julle sal sien, as julle my volg op sosiale media, ek sê altyd the life of a single. Ek wys vir julle dat dit is nie so bad om op die eie te wees nie. En you get to experience a lot of things. Mens kan nog steeds op coffee dates gaan. Been on 1,000 of them already. Maar...
Kijk, dis vrouwe maand, I'm gonna do you this favor, right?
Yes.
Wat is jou handle? Wat is jou Instagram handle?
Okay, so all my handles everywhere. Yeah. Okay, so wij nou wil behalwe, ek doe nie sekere social media platforms, obviously nie, maar ek is nou weer op Twitter/X.
Yes.
Okay, is net Sharonay Musiek SA. As jy my nie follow nie, where you at? het sal my baie lekker wees om die nieuwe... followers te verwelkom.
En klomp DM's. Klomp DM's.
Nee, Tabiso.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
Ek is saam met jou al die pad tot 10 uur vandag en ons chat so lekker saam met Sharonay vanaand. En dat is een ding wat ons nou oor gepraat het en dit was natuurlijk of sy nou enkel lopend is of sy nou iemand het. Maar jy deel ook graag dat jou weak point... is you are impatient. You're impatient with success with boyfriend. You have a boyfriend, no hair. Yeah. Who do daai vir jou overall in die lewe? Want kyk, daar is sekere party goedjies wat jy nie moet patient wees nie. My performance coach always tells me, "Tabby, so there's balloons in the air, and you have to pull the balloons down now. It's time to pull the balloons down." You're right. And that's it. Sometimes you have to be patient and let them hang, and sometimes you have to pull them down. Why do you think is a patience is a thing that you struggle with?
Ek het net agter in die ry gestaan toe dit uitgedeel is. Ek weet nie. ek dink is omdat ek so 'n goal driven persoon is. As ek iets in die lewe wil hê, dan wil ek dit nou hê because I've been chasing it for so long. I've been working so hard for it. Ek weet wat ek vir myself sien, ek weet wat ek wil hê. Maar boyfriends werk nie so nie.
Yeah.
It's not like you walk into a store and you can choose them. I wish you could. And have a return seat for maybe something. Yeah, I joke. I don't know. I don't know why I'm impatient. I'm trying to improve on it as I grow older. Ek kry dit nie reg nie. Because dit voel vir my of my oorlosie ook uithardloop, you know. So like career-wise and relationship-wise, I'm like, you know, the clock's ticking. Career-wise, I've been doing it for 10 years. So, you know, you want the success now and you want the things to happen now because you've been doing it for 10 years. So how many more years do you want to wait? So I'm chasing that really hard. So getting a no for an opportunity is really hard for me to get through my brain and get to accept it. But I do it as fast as I can so that my life can, you know, go on. I make peace with what happens and then I go on. Relationship-wise, I haven't really had a true, like, real, regtige, egte boyfriend. Yes, daar het al kerels by my huis kom kuier en so aan, but it's not someone that wants to stick, you know? En ek weet, as dit nie uitwerk nie, daar's 'n rede, because it's not your person, and that's also fine. My enige meisie droom van haar droom troudag, you know? Ons allemaal doen dit, moenie vir my sê doen nie. En as selle tyd wil ek nie 40 wees in 'n trourok vir die eerste keer nie. Anders gaan die fotograaf dalk baie editing moet doen, want as my sin kry baie plooie. So, it's just a lot of struggles, maar dis okay. Ek is regtig nou okay, en ek het geleer dat a life of a single kan ek nou op social media deel, and maybe it can inspire other singles, want het julle geweet, meer as 50% van Amerikaanse populasie is single.
Wow.
So,
nee, dat sal nie vir my werk. Ek wil net gesê, ek hou nie regtig daarvan om alleen te wees. Maar
you are very lucky, Tabiso.
Thank you very much. I'm going to take you back to the year after your matric year. As far as you can share, I know that you've said that basically straight after that was one of your most difficult seasons, right? As far as you can share with us, share that part of your life with us and how you actually overcame that difficult season.
Ek nie waar kry hulle al hierdie informasie nie. 2014, it was maybe the hardest season of my life. I had to go back a few steps and I had to retake steps that I've already taken. En ek dink vir enige persoon is dit nie maklik om tree te gee en dan om te gaan en weer by die beginpunt, weer daai selfe paadjie te moet stap nie, want jy was mos nou al hier, hoekom moet jy dit weer doen? Mentally was it for my amper impossible. Ek het regtig op 'n tyd gedink, how do you overcome this, you know? En my life motto is, if you can dream it, you can do it. En Walt Disney het gesê in 'n tyd wat hy alles verloor het. And ek dink tot vandag toe is hy die brein wat met die mees amazingste idee opgekom het en wat vir jare al bestaan en nog vir jare gaan bestaan. And that kind of kept me going. En standaard sê, het die Here ook vir my 'n belofte gegee, en ek dink, deur my hele lewe, elke struggles hou ek vas aan daai belofte, because sure, dit moet waar word.
I love your story, you know?
Being a woman is baie lekker, maar is nie altyd maklik nie, because you compare yourself, you go through a lot of things in your mind, maar ek hou net aan vir myself sê, as jy dit kan droom, kan jy dit doen, en as jy dit kan doen, gaan daai belofte wat die Here vir my gegee het, kan dit net waar word. So I try to be the best version of myself that I can. I do fail a lot. I'm not perfect, but I'm trying to be the person that I sometimes need. And I think that's just my foundation. And this wat ek bou en dis wat ek net by my dra elke dag.
Ja, so nee, kyk hier, daar is so 'n mic drop moment. Ja, oh, ek is verby. Hy was my so lekker, dankie. Jy laaste vraagie van my, verwag twee meer, net so voordat ek jou laat gaan.
So, dude,
jy is 'n all-rounder, you gym definitely.
Yes.
I know in your school years, you played hockey, you were in the choir, you were debating,
yes.
Public speaking, Stetford. Camps, en al die goeder. So, jy is sikke achiever. Reg, denk jy nie, dis miskien hoekom nie, maar nie, ek check.
Ja, dit is. I guess we're seker 'n overachiever, 100%.
Nee, met al die, kan ek vir jou vraag, wat was jou gunsteling om te doen toe jy nog op school was? Ja.
Dis so moeilik, because I'm a really, I love sport.
Mm.
Fun fact, ek love rugby.
Yes,
kyk,
ek het gehoor, jy love rugby. So, hierdie naweek was goed vir jou gewees.
Yes, ek straal. Ek het al gedroom waar ek rugby speel, weird.
Amazing.
Maar ek droom ook waar ek, soos Britney Spears moments het op hierdie massive stages, wat geniet ek die meeste? Ek dink dis 'n mengsel van aktief wees en entertaining en creative op dieselfde tyd. Die mengsel van die twee is goed vir my. As ek oefen, is ek regtig 'n vriendelike, amazing, lekker mens. En as ek op stages,
Selle.
That is who I am. Musiek is nie wat ek doen nie, dis wie ek is. En to share that with other people is vir my so lekker, want ek leef vir oomblikke waar vreemdelinge vriende word en waar vriende familie word. En dit is wat ek nog my hele carrière doen, is ek maak net al die memories by mekaar en ek dra dit en ek leef dit uit en dis wie ek is, ach, as jy my sien.
Serene, bye, dankie. Yes, we are honoring women this whole month as it is Women's Month. Thank you for being a guest on the SA Music Show. We're going to break away with your track, Een Keer. It's an amazing remix that you have of Een Keer. And before we let you go, I've come to find out this and I've come to the knowledge of this that your mom used to tell you that before you go, you should always give her a kiss because that will help you stay young, forever young.
Yes, 100%.
And I know that you don't kiss and tell now. I'm joking. I'm joking. But I know your mom also plays a very vital role within your career,
yes.
Right? The relationship that you guys have, is it hard to have that mom-daughter relationship and then get straight into business?
I think we found a spot to bring the two worlds together. My mom is very dear to my heart because she's always been there and I know she will always be there. She knows how to motivate me. She knows how to get my mind on the right track. She knows when to listen. She knows when to just give me a hug and to let me go. She knows when to be quiet. She knows when to phone me. She really knows the best of me and the worst. But no, it's not hard for us. She's my best friend. So when we are working, we are working hard, but when we play harder.
Come on.
And we just have the greatest fun. I think we've accomplished a lot being mom and daughter as well. But I'm very thankful for a family like mine, just not my mom, but my parents,
sure.
My brother, his wife, their kids, just to be my support structure and to love me for who I am. I think that's the greatest thing I'm grateful for. And just, sommer net vir hulle dankie sê vanaand waar hulle luister en ek is lief vir julle.
Oh, wow. I love that. Maaikie, ons gaan nou jou song speel net hierna. Baie dankie vir die kuier. Kom kuier asseblief weer. Dit was rarig baie lekker
geweest. Enige tyd, volgende keer is dit op my eis met Sharonai.
Hey, you said it.
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
Jy moet weer kom kuier. Ach, ja, like, oh man.
Anytime.
The best stuff always happens off air.
I know.
Sharonai, vertel ons so 'n bietjie van jou song Een Keer. And then yes, we're going to get right into the song.
All right. So, Een Keer is my heel eerste enkelsnit wat ooit vir my geskryf is toe ek my karier begin het. Toe ek 17 jaar oud was, ek dink ek het net 17 geword, toe het ons Een Keer vrygestel en as a 10-year celebration in the industry, I took the song that put my foot in the door.
Sure.
En ek het dit 'n nuwe baadjie aangetrek en ek het dit bietjie oorgedoen en bietjie meer vandag gedoen as 'n dankie, as 'n wow, 10 jaar. Luister na 10 jaar terug se recording en dan luister jy nou en you hear the change.
Yep.
En dit is 'n bietjie van 'n teruggee vir my ondersteuners, vir elke radiostasie wat my vir 10 jaar al support, vir elke joernalis wat al iets oor my geskryf het, vir elke persoon wat al 'n foto by 'n show kom neem het of 'n show kom kyk het. Ek gaan dit nie net een keer doen nie, ek gaan dit 10,000 keer doen en ek gaan nie ophou totdat dit wat ek wil hê waar word nie, maar dit was een keer die kans wat ek gevat het en 10 jaar later sit ons nog steeds.
Come
so,
on, man.
It's
love
a testimony, it's a joyride. Ja, ons het baie gehuil, maar dit is elke traan die moeite werd.
Ek stem. Nee, ek stem. Ek moet vir jou sê, ek het al ook lang aande gehuil oor party goed en dit is altyd die moeite werd. Please introduce your beautiful song to us and to the listener.
All right, so for the first time on Jacaranda FM, the SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule. Dit is een keer deur myself, Sharunai.
Break away from the chart.
Elke asem, elke sekonde wat my hart op wasem, is dit die teken dat ware liefde, daai ware liefde aan my deur kom klop. Elke gedagte, elke teken wat oor my pad kom, sê my hart weer dat jy die een is, die regte een vir wie ek my hart oop sal.
Sharonay sounds on Jacaranda FM, home of more music you love. What a song! Wat 'n treffer! Ek kan myself sommer sien so 'n yskas te skuif daar so 'n padstal. Stoetbal. Home of more music you love. Kom kyk asseblief weer. Baie dankie vir jou tyd op 'n Sondag aand. Thank you so much. And thank you for being the great woman that you are, man. Representing women really well in this Women's Month. Baie dankie.
Dankie vir jou, Tabiso. Dankie vir Jacaranda FM. Dankie vir al wat geluister het. En... Nee, ach, dit is 'n voorreg om 'n vrou te wees. Ons moet almal inspireer en ons moet die beste weergawe van vrou wees wat daar is. En ek sou nie my Sondag aand op 'n ander manier wou spandeer nie.
Baie dankie. Dankie. We truly appreciate it.
4 hours of the best South African music with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.